I believe that belief is the most important ingredient in our success. When we see it clearly and believe it dearly, we declare a defining moment, an epiphany, if you will. We declare, I can do this. I am doing this. Detailed success stories I know are the best way to build this belief. So I'm on a mission to interview every diamond and above in Young Living worldwide. I'm learning from them the granular details of what they thought then and what they think now. I gathered all their vital statistics on how many people they enrolled year one to the ER rate. Let's dive in and listen.
Hey everybody, Richard Blissbrook here with yet another Road to Diamond interview. And today I've got Chelsea Humphreys from San Antonio, Texas, who has a crazy global extraordinary story where she has built her Young Living business from nothing to about $600,000 a month OGV. I suppose in San Antonio, you can get by on that. I'm not sure how, but you're figuring it out, aren't you, Chelsea?
Oh, I get by. It's hard sometimes, but you know, the weather's nice at least.
The weather's good. Your husband's deployed to Turkey. You haven't seen him since August or something. But I guess you are comforted by that 600,000 OGV, okay, even though you're living a challenged life in the global platform of the United States of America. So Chelsea, tell us your story. I like to just ask the first question, where were you, who were you, what were you doing before you ever heard of Young Living, and how did you hear about it?
Okay, well, I'm gonna start at the very beginning because it's important. So I grew up in, and I think this will speak to a lot of people, because I think it's really easy to look at diamonds now and see the big houses and the nice cars and think I could never do it. But I grew up in one room. I grew up literally with, I'm an only child. I was adopted by my grandparents because both of my parents were children. they were adults, but they were, drugs and that sort
we
of thing.
It.
So yeah. So yes, I grew up in one room. So my parents had a king size bed and I had a little sleigh bed type thing in the living room. And we had a little bathroom off the living room in the kitchen. So I grew up on a hill in one room, about maybe 500 square feet in deep East Texas. So Kilgore, Texas. Yep. So I literally grew up with a concrete floor. We call them grocery store feet because your feet would just be dark black on the bottom of your sole. I grew up running around through the country with my dogs. I married a military man. I'm skipping way forward, but I wound up marrying a military man. You will be happy to know by the time I was a teenager, I got my own bedroom on down the line. But anyway, I grew up, married a military man, and we moved all over the world. We went from, started in Germany to Texas to Georgia, back to Texas, back to Georgia, to Hawaii, and that's where we pick up the Young Living. So at the time, I had started my own photography business. I have a degree in marketing and advertising. So I had really started a photography business and had done really quite well. I was doing nice. I was matching my husband's income as an officer in the military and had a booking about a year out in advance as owning my own photography business. So I was doing great with that. And I just remember my friend Madison Vining. I don't know if you've met her before or heard of her before, but Madison and Kari were good friends of mine. Good photography friends of mine before any of this. And they're like, and I always tell this because it's kind of funny. I was actually on the toilet when they called me and they were.
You got one before. I love that.
You know, always honest. So they said, you have to do this with us. This is a great experience. We love it. You're going to be perfect for it. You have to do this. So I was like, I don't know what you're talking about. I don't know. I'm like, what is this? And they're like, it's this thing, it's a great financial opportunity, and it's really going to be good for your family. It's amazing, like all these oils. And I thought it was Scentsy. I was like, what is wrong with you? Like, what is going on? And so I was like, well, thinking to myself, okay, well, how much will it cost to make you be quiet? And they're like, it's $150. And I was like, okay. So I got my kit thinking they were absolutely insane, and got in bed with my husband that night and told him, and he said, okay, just don't quit your day job. Like, that's, and I still tease him to this day. I'm like, but don't quit your day job, right? And so, but that night I started listening to some of the videos about network marketing and some of the things that Monique McLean had put out about how to build this thing. And I was like, this actually might be a great opportunity. And then when my kit came in and I started using the products, I was just absolutely sold. So started using some of my testimony and some of the things that actually worked, and sold 4 kits the first night, and I was hooked.
Wow. So you switched from black, grimy, disgusting, toxic dirt on the bottom of your feet, yep, to essential oils. You had to get healthier in that process, right?
Definitely.
Tell me this, what did you know about network marketing, MLM, the pyramid scheme concept before they introduced you? And by the way, their approach, textbook perfect. You Definitely. Have to do this. This is a great financial opportunity.
For this someone is like me,
really
absolutely.
Good for your family. They're yeah. real expert enrollers for casting the vision there. I love that. What did you know about network marketing before they approached you? And what did you learn from whatever you watched that had it be okay that you would do it?
So I had a real negative view of network marketing before. I'm an Army wife. So before that, it was really party driven. So it would have been, it was a lot of come to my house for a social opportunity. And we are all driven to make friends because we need to make friends quickly because we're going to be there for 10 minutes. So we have to make all of our friends really quick. So we are definitely going to go to your network marketing event so that we can make friends with you. And then we are going to shell out $100 because we feel guilty. We're here really just to talk to you, but we're gonna shell the money out even though we don't really want to, and we're gonna feel guilty that we did because we don't have the money to spend to do it. And our husbands are gonna say, you're going to another dish party or another whatever party again, you've gone to 3 this month, and you're like, all my friends are going. So that was really my view of it, was, oh my gosh, I'm gonna have to, you know, how much money is this going to cost me? And I think that's a lot of people's vision with network marketing is, how much is this going to cost me? Because it's like a sign up to make friends type. That's the way it, in our community, in the military community, that's the way it feels a lot of the time.
That's so, very insightful. I've never heard that before. That's very insightful and a great nugget for people, right? So if you're gonna be inviting people that are in the military and you keep that in mind, maybe what you say is, hey, I really just want you to come over so we can be friends. Don't pay any attention to the product we're talking about while we're all there. Let's just be friends, right? So maybe people feel more safe coming to develop the friendship. And if they end up buying, great. But so that's awesome. And what did you watch about network marketing or hear or read that shifted your perspective?
I think Monique is just so good about sharing the opportunity, the financial opportunity, easily. How simply she puts out the way that you can make money doing it without feeling, I want to say greasy. I don't think that's the right word.
Slimy.
Greasy or slimy or any of those things, you know, it's just telling your truth to your friends and saying, this is what is really working for me, and being upfront about, not only is it working for me physically and in the ways that I live my life, these products really work for me, but also financially, and being very upfront with why it's working as a whole approach. And I think being able to lead with that comes off a lot more honestly than having your friends come over and sit in your living room all together and then feel like they're being presented this shtick and then they have to pay to leave type feel. And so that really, that was a, and that really spoke to me. Not that you can't build that way. I will say that's not how I ever built. So the way that that was presented to me really spoke to me because I think of the way that my background was with network marketing.
So would it be true then that she coached you from the very beginning by the example that she set, that she introduced you to the whole opportunity, as my wife Kimmy says, the whole menu, instead of just offering the main course, which might be the products? She offered you dessert, appetizers, the main course, and anything else you wanted, so that the financial opportunity was wrapped with the products. And that's how you went about introducing people. Is that true?
Absolutely. Absolutely. I never hid the fact that you can make money with this business. And I've never made it seem like when you sign up that you, that one, that this is, you know, these products are amazing. And also check it out. If you know four people that would like this too, they're going to send you $50 per person that you introduce this to. Like, how amazing is that? I don't know. Do you know about Stitch Fix? Because I do that for men now.
How what?
About Stitch Fix, the box of clothes.
No.
Okay, it's like.
I've seen it advertised.
So back in the day when that started, I jumped on that early on, and they send you a gift card back for their clothes.
Right.
And everybody thinks they're like the best thing ever, and everyone's sharing that coupon. Young Living gives you money. And we're scared to tell people. Like, they give you dollar bills and we are scared to tell people. And so it's just a no-brainer to me. Why wouldn't you tell people that up front, that there's this great opportunity as well?
Well, I believe, Chelsea, that Young Living would be a $10 billion a year company now and in 200 countries around the world and be the number one company in the space. If just not everybody, but a lot more people in Young Living embrace the attitude of, hey, there's an opportunity with these products. It's your choice whether you're interested or not. But my experience in coaching and training Young Living people is 90% at least of the people that join Young Living never hear about the opportunity because their sponsor didn't learn to package it and they don't even mention it. And so people have to almost be a customer for 2, 3, 4, 5 years before they figure out accidentally, wow, you can make $500 a month doing this or $5,000 a month. And people resonate with income. It's a very powerful need in our society. So that's an awesome start. And then you did something. I was studying your metrics, Chelsea. You did something that's textbook. I have interviewed hundreds of people that have, how I say it, crushed the four-year career. They've built for 4 years pretty intensely. In the fifth year, their exponential growth matures to the point where they're earning, you know, at least $10,000 a month or more. And 95% of the people that have completed the four-year career or some version of it, they may not even know what it is, but they've completed that model. 95% of them personally enrolled 80 to 100 people in a 24-month period, which would be their intense build, personal build era. And I see in looking at your numbers, you exceeded that a little bit, but you enrolled 72 people your first year and 48 people your second year, which is 120 people in your first 24 months. And then you just fanned the fire and let time and exponential growth take over. And 7 years later, you're doing 600,000 a month in volume, and you just like blew through the ranks, right? So
yeah,
you want to tell us about that first year, because it's, you know, almost everybody listening to this is a star, senior star, executive, silver. And the reality is almost everybody listening to this is stuck, right? That's just the nature of our business. It's not most people who successfully do this. Most people could. So folks that are listening, you're in the could category. You're not necessarily in the would category yet. And it's just attitude and strategy that has you shift. So Chelsea, what did you do? How did you see the opportunity that first year? Who did you talk to? What did you say to them? How did you process the people that blew you off or ghosted you? I'm sure you have some stories of good friends, people that you didn't expect to ignore you or dissuade you. Tell us about your first year.
Yeah, sure. The first thing I always say is you're never stuck. If you feel like you're stuck, and I'm sure you've had people say that on this podcast a million times, but I'm going to say it again, because if you feel stuck, then look at your life, because you're not stuck somewhere else. So right. It just means that you are putting time and effort somewhere else, which that's great. That doesn't, I mean, if you feel stuck in network marketing, that means that your time and effort is somewhere else. And I always say, I'm really happy when I'm the problem, because I can fix me. I cannot fix everyone else. So I think that that's the best. Everyone take a deep breath, because that means that you're the problem and we can fix ourselves. So amen. The first thing I did was create something that was duplicatable. I can never say that word, but you know what I'm trying to say.
Duplicatable.
There we go. So that's, I think, very early on in the very beginning, that's the number one thing you have to do. It's got to be simple, and it's got to be something that you can keep control of and you can duplicate. For me, because I am fun and loud and boisterous, if you can't tell, we call this TPC. And this is the 10 people club, the 10 person club, the 10 people club. And we would do the TPC, yeah, you know me.
And my wife would love to be on your team.
You might know that song. yeah. So lots of every month we would put that club up, and you could join that club every single day as long as you talked to 10 people every day. Now, TPC is like Fight Club. We don't talk about Young Living. Okay. Unless someone brings up Young Living, we don't talk about Young Living. So what that is every single day you're having 10 unique conversations with people. So you reach out to 10 people and more if you want to grow faster. I'm not going to hold you back, but you go and you talk to 10 people every single day and you have meaningful conversations with them. So that would be asking them about their kids, their family, what they did, about that marathon they ran last week, just anything about them that you can, and they're waiting for you to be like, she's going to talk to me about network marketing because she's waiting, but you don't. Right. You are creating meaningful conversations. And then on the back end of that, that's going to do no good for you whatsoever if you're not telling your testimony on social media. So on the other side of that, that's the background work, and that's the most hard work. So that your whole day. And I'm telling you, when I was growing that first year, I was having 100 to 150 conversations a day in South Korea on the opposite time zone of America.
You were living in South Korea and building in the US?
Yes.
Wow.
And I went from gold to diamond in 2 years there.
From Korea?
From Korea.
Yeah.
18 so months.
What I want everybody listening to do with that is look at the circumstance that you have for building and how inconvenient you find it at times that has you get lost and lose your way and your activity, and map it onto What if you lived in South Korea and you had to do all of your inviting with that time zone issue? Crazy. Congratulations. And that's a massive amount of talking to people. Did you do that every day?
Yes.
Wow. And what did you find as the biggest objection people gave you, or the biggest challenge you faced, you know, with people ghosting you or whatever they did with you?
Well, with that method, you don't have a lot. This is a really good method for people who have an issue with that, because you don't have people tell you no. You just have people not talk to you, which you just move to the next person. But like I was saying before, this will not work unless your feed is every third or fourth post a good testimony about what you're doing in your life about Young Living. Your whole feed needs to be you living and breathing these products.
So over here, you have a consistent, dynamic Young Living testimonial feed on your social media. And over here, you're having 10 conversations a day that are not about Young Living at all, which I love. And then the formula is that the people you're talking to every day will be more curious about you, and they'll look at your social media, and then they reach out to you and say, hey, tell me about Young Living.
Yep. For example, if I see that Brittany, that I talk to every day, is having trouble with her kids sleeping, I'm going to post more about how awesome my sleep is.
Yeah.
She's going to ask me.
Yeah, brilliant. Really brilliant. And you taught that to your whole team?
I taught that to my whole team.
That's a brilliant strategy.
We join the TPC club every single day, and I would give prizes for people that join the club. We did this every day, every month, and just on and on and on and on. We still do it. It's great. It works wonders. It's easy. People love to do it. We still post those posts. People jump on there and join the club. And it's not hard to do. It's not hard to have 10 conversations a day. And that can be in person too. So you can have a conversation with someone behind you at Starbucks, as long as you get them on your social media, as long as you add them to your social media.
Yeah. So you meet somebody and you say, hey, let's connect on Instagram or Facebook or brilliant. So can you tell us a story or two about somebody that you sponsored, either a friend or somebody you met, and you introduced them to your system in Young Living and the product line, and they've gone on to be their own magnificent success story?
Yeah. I'm just trying to pick which one.
Well, they win the prize if you pick them, but you can tell us about more than one. Just how did you know them, or how did you meet them? How did you introduce Young Living to them? And then what is their journey? Where are they at so far? How has it changed their life?
Well, my I have a diamond. She's getting close to crown herself.
Wow.
She is a mother of six. Three of them are triplets. They're all, I believe, under six. I think the triplets just turned six, and they're all under six. And she is an active duty Army nurse. So our team is really a you can't tell us that you can't do it team, because we're going to tell you you really can do it. You just haven't decided you want to do it yet.
Yeah.
My platinum is a mother of seven, I believe, maybe eight. And she is amazing. She's an amazing photographer. She is a hard worker. She is an adoptive mom. And just the most creative mama you have ever met, ever. And just, she does these overnight slumber party Zooms with her team on the end of the month, and just super creative and fun. One of my girls is just, she's going for gold, and she is incredible. She is the most kind and gentle teaching mama that I've ever seen. So she's a very like, more warm, and she does all the classes and things like that. So I have all kinds. I have they're all, I will say this, the leaders on my team are go-getters. They are no nonsense. They are all like this. It says behind me, why the hell not? And that's really kind of our motto, and our actual team motto is do it anyway.
Yeah. Oh, the anyway. Yeah. It's one of my quotes.
Yeah. So why wouldn't you? Like, why would you not just, so the thing about Young Living too is, or network marketing in general, you can do this. If Shannon can do this and raise 6 kids and be an active duty Army nurse working nights, if I can do this in Korea, in South Korea, working alternate schedules, then I'm pretty sure even though you just had a baby and you're tired, you can do this. Yeah. Or because your husband works, you can do this. Or whatever your excuse is, they're valid. So are mine. Everyone's excuse is valid. It's just that you don't want to right now, which is also valid. But you just have to decide that you want to do it. And when you, like I said, because you're the problem, that's the best news. Because once you decide that you want to do it, then you have it. And you're going to be a diamond then.
You got it. Kelsey, what an inspiring story. What, you have really, really brilliant strategies and philosophies and coaching and leadership wisdom. Congratulations. Last question for you. Where do you see your team, you and Young Living going in the next 5 to 7 years? What do you see for the future?
I want a whole team of RCDs. I want Royal Crown Diamonds all the way across and all the way down. So that's the plan, and I'm not stopping until we get there.
That's a beautiful plan. You're pretty well secured for many generations of your family if you're 6 wide RCDs and 6 deep.
That's right. I'm saying 600 deep. I think that everybody can do this, and I'm not stopping. I'm here for everybody. I am set on fire by setting other people on fire. So I love inspiring people. And the fact that you're able to, in this country, go from one room to, I wish I could pano this house, this incredible house that we were able to buy. It's sitting in that room growing up, thinking about what I would like to, it's like a Cribs. Y'all watch Cribs. It's like that, you know, this is where the magic happens. I just wish that for every single one of you, and I know that you have the power within you to do that. And if I can do that, if that little grocery store baby can do that, I know every single one of you can. It's just a lot of hard work. It's a lot of being willing to stay up late and get up early in South Korea and do the work.
And the work is worth it, isn't it?
Oh, it's so worth it.
Thank you, Chelsea. What a beautiful interview. Hey, thank all of you for studying these Road to Diamond interviews. As Chelsea said, it's just a matter of you deciding that doing this might be more important than something else you're doing. And if these interviews support you in making that decision, then we keep doing them. My vision is to interview every diamond and above in Young Living for the Road to Diamond series. We have about 50 of them done so far. So we have a long way to go. And I imagine we'll never finish because they're going to keep popping faster than we can interview them. Thank you so much, Chelsea. Thank all of you for watching Road to Diamond. We'll see you next time.
Thanks for listening. I trust you got some golden nuggets. If you're inspired sufficiently, I invite you to join me for Run Through Rank. Run Through Rank is a coaching program designed to have you blow through your next rank with never having to worry about requalifying. We come together twice a week for an hour for 60 days. You'll end up with 16 to 20 hours of custom video content you can study forever. This could be the best investment you ever make. Check it out at runthroughrank.com. That's runthruranc.com. We'll see you there.